So you were Class A, AA, AAA, Buffalo Bison, but there was a day you were called up to the Reds in 1967. How did that come about?
Manager called me in. At that time, Lou Fitzgerald started it. Don Zimmer said, you got the call. You got called up to the Reds. I packed my car, drove from Buffalo down to Cincinnati. I checked in at the Sheraton Hotel where they had a room for me and went to the park.
You would have been 19.
19 years old, yeah. They gave me a number 5 because all catchers wore single digits. John Edwards was 7, Pavletic was 6, Jim Coker was 8. The manager was number 4, so I was given number 5, and I was put right into the lineup.
You started against what team?
The Phillies, as I recall, and I'm trying to think of a left-hander that pitched. He threw a fastball right there, and I missed it. Oh, I was so, I mean, it was right there, and I said, wow, I'm not overmatched. Because, quite honestly, in the minor leagues, guys throw hard. They don't have the command, which that's what separates them. Maybe their breaking ball only rotates 9 or 10 revolutions instead of 11 to 13, which are the great ones. So I didn't feel out of my element. I felt like it was a great matchup.
Did you get a hit in that game?
I don't believe I did. I think I got a double the next day. You got to remember, I've got beamed 3 times, so sometimes I have trouble remembering when my starting time is on today's golf or something.
Well, for the record, you went 0-3 in your first Major League game.
Were you, very disappointing. I'm surprised they didn't send me down.
Here's a quote from Ralph Kiner of the Yankees. You never forget your first hit in the Major Leagues. It was in my 3rd at bat. That was kind of a relief. You could start off 0-34.
I did get a double, I think, for the next day. You know, as a catcher, every at bat is the last at bat, and that's behind you, because now my job is to go out and get a win for that pitcher out there. I can tell you I hit 3 home runs 3 times. That I can remember. I remember World Series, of course. There was this great quote, if what you did yesterday is big to you now, then you haven't done much today.
Even Willie Mays, he played his first Major League game in 1951. He went 0-5 at the plate. He started his career 1-25, and he told his manager, he says, I can't do it, Mr. Leo. You better bench me.
And the great ones realized. I played in San Juan in the instructional league down there in the Winter Bowl, really. We were sitting in a hotel at a disco. People were asking Sal Bando for autographs. They were all over him. There was a guy named Joe Costello that was out of the Giants organization, AAA, and he just got called up for like a couple of weeks. Joe said, man, if they only knew who we were. I said, Joe, who in the hell are we? We haven't done anything. In order to have done something, you accomplish it for a long period of time. People say, well, what about this catcher? And I said, well, in 7-8 years, we'll be able to judge them. It's the longevity, the success that you have, that really makes the career. The year I was MVP, I think I had 2 different stretches where I went 1-24, 1-28, and I still hit 293. There are slumps, and I've said that a slump is like a soft bed. It's easy to get into, but it's hard to get out of.
Even Mickey Mantle, and we're proud of the fact he was born in Spavinaw, but he grew up in Commerce, Oklahoma. He was sent down to the Yankees because he was not able to find the power he once had in the minors. And he told his dad, I don't think I can play baseball anymore. So his father drives to Kansas City, and he started packing Mickey's clothes. And according to Mantle's memory, the father says, I thought I raised a man. I see I raised a coward instead. You can come back to Oklahoma and work the mines with me. That immediately broke Mantle's slump, and he went on to hit .311 with 23 homers.
Yeah, you got to have confidence. You got to believe. I had a thing I talked about in 1966 in Hampton Newport News. It's called an inner conceit. Believing that you're better than the pitcher, believing that you can always hit him. You'll make outs, of course, but always throwing any runner out. You always believe in yourself and what you do and how you do it. I never once thought I couldn't do it. And it wasn't that I was better than anybody. I just had the confidence to be able to play in a lineup every day and produce. So that's just a belief that separates the greats from the guys who are packing their bags and going home.
Mm-hmm. And then about Mickey Mantle, he continued to 68, and this was just the beginning of your career, 67 and 68. But in the majors, Did you get to know him? Did you get to interact with him much at all?
I met him first time in spring training. I went over and got a ball signed. It was just really special. It was before the game in a spring training game. Mickey was just a good old boy. You know, I played golf with him in Dallas. He came to my golf tournament when I had the Heart Fund Invitational down in Tampa, Florida. I have pictures of him and my dad and me pitching pennies on the sidewalk. You know, Mickey's bigger than life. First of all, for what he was, how he played, and played hurt, that he was a New York Yankee, which even made it more so because of the press. But Mickey was just, you pulled for him every time, and you felt for him every time, and you admired him. You'd watch him run and glide and swing the bat, and then sometimes wince because of the pain. He was my hero. When he passed away, they had a thing out here in Palm Springs, and I got up and spoke. I had people crying. I didn't have anything prepared, except it came from inside, talking about a man who gave so much. No, he wasn't perfect if you measured him by the morals or the ethics of some people today. But to me, he was Mickey Mantle, and he was what was my goal and gave me the impetus to want to become. Why do we take anything more than that away? He was, to me, the greatest.
In 68, then, as he was finishing, this was a big time for you in 1968, because you won the National League Rookie of the Year Award. You batted .275, 15 home runs, 82 RBIs, making it the first time the award had been won by a catcher. Also winning the 68 National League Gold Glove Award for catchers, which was the first for a rookie, and then made the All-Star team as well in 68. Did he ever compliment you or say something to you, which perhaps would have been the epitome of your life at that time?
He said the congratulations.